Yeah. It's got to be. It's got that black sand and barren fucking volcanic dust.
All right, gentlemen, you're in. You're going.
Yeah, we're going hot.
He said.
I just put up our Instagram live teaser, and this should be pretty fun. So enjoy. I will be watching the movie right now with you, and Cameron is watching it with me.
Nice.
All right.
And we will. I'll check in with you in about an hour.
I got my first question.
Okay, good. Write them down, because there also will be a test.
Oh, I got to write?
Right. Well, no, you don't have to.
Okay.
In fact, it's better without notes.
Yeah. They're all up here.
All right. See you.
My first question is, what is John Wick doing in here?
No, I seriously want to know, why do they always land the spaceship so fucking far away so they can do this dramatic walk across the fucking cornfield? Just fucking land right where you want to be. Your goddamn spaceship.
Bye.
I'm gonna go urinate because I'm a nine. Urinate, okay. I'm a nine.
Okay. Why don't you go take a piss for Chuck and Marco?
Yeah. I don't know where the fuck Chuck, I don't know where everybody is. Yeah, Thomas, I'm here. I'm all right. Ready to go.
Let's do it.
I gotta bring the chair over. I'm gonna bring my chair. Look, I got a chair. And the chair's gonna come over. I'm gonna bring it over. I'm gonna bring the chair over. Okay. Right here.
First go take a piss.
I'm gonna bring the chair over.
Oh my god.
Chuck, I have the same hat, bro. Chuck, I have the same hat. I have the same hat.
You have the same hat. I know I gave it to you.
I'm gonna bring it up. I'm gonna take a piss. I'm gonna put on the hat.
You gotta fix your mic.
Somebody's gonna tell Marco.
Are we recording?
Somebody's gonna tell Marco.
You need to change your microphone.
I don't need to change shit.
You sound like we're trying to talk to somebody. You sound like we're talking to somebody from fucking fucking goddamn Afghanistan. It is really horrible.
No, that mic isn't working, dude. You need to plug it in or something.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, serious mics? Your mic's not working.
No, it sounds like you're goddamn the fucking 80s in fucking Kabul shit. It's bad. It's really bad. It's really bad. I don't think something's plugged in. Like, check it out. When we were talking during the fucking movie, it was way better than what you're fucking talking right now.
I don't think my microphone's on. Hold on. Let me try to connect it.
You're in a whole nother room too.
I'm in the same room.
No, you're not. Bullshit. Yes. Because you were in your fucking bed. We watched the movie. You were in your bed. I felt like we could hold hands.
Hey, Matt, go piss.
Okay, I gotta go piss. Oh my god.
I'm in the same.
We can't start puking. Because he's puking.
Oh my god. I gotta tell you, we drink like champs. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Pause the recording again. I just keep breaking the back in to record what's happening on Matt's end.
Dude, I'm telling you,
it sounds
like a fifth.
No, right?
Oh my god.
Okay. Oh, that was amazing. I've got Marco, who unfortunately is now held back because of an appointment. He at least got to be part of Matt's puking. Say hi, Mark.
You heard all that shit?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, of course we did.
Anyway. Oh my god.
All right.
So bad.
Oh my god. Fucking Star Trek, man. Star Trek fucked me up.
All right, brother. Jump in if you can. Bye.
Well, Star Trek could have been more interesting.
Unfortunately, our little experiment went exactly as we thought it would. And here we are in the locker room. Marco is running, is actually stuck with a client now because we're running behind schedule. So I am doing Drunk Star Wars by myself with you two, which should be amazing. Are you good? Now, let's just let's just recap before we get into the movie. How drunk are both of you gentlemen? As well, if I'm the audience drunk? Didn't know already.
I'm be honest. I just fucking puked.
We could hear you.
I changed my locker room podcast background just for today.
I don't even
have one. Look at the fucking death fucking booby.
Where's hold on. Where's mine?
Do you want one?
I have
if I'm gonna be on locker room.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Okay, so we're not gonna have special backdrops for you two because Matt is on a clock that ends with him face down in a pillow.
like the cushion on the microphone, it feels really nice.
Okay. Welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm drunk.
And Marco is somewhere to be.
And Marco is unfortunately doing a tattoo right now. So
I'm the wild card today, guys.
For a change
of fucking
pace.
Luck wrinkle in this fucking goddamn shit show and a fucking whatever. Okay. Holy shit.
So let's start with the easy thing. What did you guys like the movie?
It was good, but like it was like a lot of nothing.
Okay, well no, we'll get into the specifics, but did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Was it an enjoyable
film? It was an enjoyable movie.
Okay. Now, we're going to start easy. If you had to describe the movie to somebody in like two sentences, what would you say, Matt?
Okay, Afghanistan right now.
Oh my God. Okay, so I watched it this morning and all I thought was the same fucking thing.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, what Matt and I were talking about through like the whole movie was like what it correlates to today.
Okay, we'll get into that at the end. I really do want to touch on that, but we gotta get Matt while he can still talk about what the hell the movie was about. Okay,
because the cushion on the microphone is comfortable. Like you can you can rest your head right here. Watch.
Don't make me come to your house and fucking rape you.
Threaten me with a good time.
That'll be a good time for me. I don't know about you.
Okay, so
I was in the Navy.
Chuck, what was the movie about in two sentences?
Oh, two sentences. Fucked up ribbons.
Yeah.
What the fuck? The goddamn chest candy. Like, that's a whole other fucking podcast.
I can't tell if that's their rank.
I don't know what's going on.
We'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Okay.
What did you think of the movie? Like, what's oranges, the movie about?
Reds.
The movie is about a rogue person, the rebelling against the.
Yeah, Roger won.
Roger won. rebelling against the Nazis.
Nazis. Yeah. Why do they all have fucking German accents? Why?
They literally didn't. They had British accents.
No, well, fuck they're, you, German they're German accents.
No, bullshit. They're British. Bullshit. The only guy, Mads Mikkelsen, has a Swedish accent or Finnish, it's like Danish accent. Anyway, the guy who played the dad. We'll get into it, but you guys got to tell me. What's the movie about?
Look, it was like the Nazis against the regular normal people.
Yep.
Okay.
It's fucking World War II set in the space age.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're trying to get the Death Star.
Did you get any Dirty Dozen vibes? Remember the movie The Dirty Dozen? The World War II movie, The Dirty Dozen. Okay. There's a World War II movie from the 60s called The Dirty Dozen about it's like the Suicide Squad. It was the inspiration for the Suicide Squad. You didn't see it? Matt, I know you saw it.
I'm awake.
You saw The Dirty Dozen.
Did it have a, what's his name?
No, Matt, you have to stay awake, Matt.
Okay. I'm here.
It had a.
It's just comfy. It's
I know, but you're falling asleep.
No, I'm not falling asleep. I'm resting my eyes.
Man, wake the fuck up. The Dirty Dozen had Clint Eastwood in it, right?
Lee Marvin. You're thinking of Where Eagles Dare. Okay. Oh. So, Matt, start at the top.
Yeah.
What's the movie? You guys have to explain the movie. Start at the beginning. Tell me what happens.
So, there's these fucking people And infidels. They're the fucking rebels, right?
Yeah.
And they want to go. They're going against the goddamn Taliban. I mean, the Imperials.
Yes. Tallies.
Yeah. And there's the bad guys are wearing dresses.
How fitting.
And okay, first of all, the first let's back up to the first goddamn five goddamn fucking minutes of this fucking film.
That's right? What I wanted.
Right? So these motherfuckers come land on this whole entire goddamn planet. And they specifically have this one family in mind they're going to fucking pick a goddamn fight with. And they park two goddamn fucking football fields away.
What?
You can walk across two goddamn football fields of cornfields for some stupid bullshit dramatic fucking thing.
Effect.
We're here for your family and your wife and your daughter. Motherfucker, you're in a goddamn spaceship. Fucking park that motherfucker right on the goddamn fucking doorstep and just fucking walk over there. Why? Thomas, seriously. Why? No, I'm dead goddamn
100%.
Seriously, dead ass serious. Why do they park way the fuck away so they can fucking have 3 goddamn minutes and walking across goddamn cornfield?
You just answered your own question. So they can have 3 goddamn minutes of them walking across
the cornfield. Bullshit.
Bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. You're all in a goddamn fucking spaceship. You just fucking threw an intergalactic goddamn fucking mission across God's god-known fucking universe to land this one little shithole fucking planet, fucking park right where the fuck you want to park. What the flying fuck? That's like going to goddamn Costco.
That was the end of the movie.
As fuck as you can fucking park away and then fucking walking all the way across the goddamn parking lot and for what? Fucking, there's a spot right up front. Fucking park
to
there.
To walk through a fucking cornfield?
Fucking park there. Just park right up front. What the fuck?
Okay. So next. So who are the people?
No.
Do you remember? Next. Do you remember who the people that...
No.
No, we have to get through the show. We're not
I understand that, but I want answers. Why the fuck?
There isn't one.
There isn't one?
No.
No.
Okay.
Then
I'm going to make up the rest of the shit as I go. Okay.
No.
Then fucking... So everybody's dressed in black.
Okay.
That guy's dressed in black. And this one guy, asshole, is dressed in white with a goddamn cape. There's lots of fucking capes. There's lots of fucking capes. Lots of fucking capes.
So who's the guy in the cape?
I don't fucking know, but he's a bad guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Dressed in white.
Do you remember his name?
Fucking Sven. I don't fucking know. But they filmed that in Iceland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So does the name Orson Krennic mean anything?
No.
Okay. Chuck and I were bullshitting during a lot of the movie. I'm gonna be honest with you. We were talking.
So look.
Okay, so then what happens?
So it was like, hey, I'm gonna fucking take you and your family. And before that it was like, hey, and this is the family people, hey, let a girl go run away and hide. In a fake fucking rock. And so she fucking runs and hides in a fucking rock in this fucking, out of all the goddamn canyons and all of the goddamn canyons in fucking Reykjavik, because that's clearly where they've filmed it. She picked this one little spot that fucking Sleepy Eye found her.
Okay.
Sleepy Eye.
That's Ford Twitter.
Do you remember his name? Do you remember his name?
That's Forrest, but fucking Sleepy Eye. Yes,
but do you remember what his character's name is?
No. Because I saw him and I was like,
oh, that's his name, Saw.
Saw?
His name is Saw Gerrera, yeah.
Oh, shit! Fucked that up. I fucking actually came on that one. Okay, so Saw. Is his name Saw? Because
S-A-W, because he only saw out of one eye.
He saw half of it. Okay, but can we be real for a second? Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Did Forrest Whitaker get some fucking like surgery to get like his eye pulled up? Because it's not as bad in that movie.
Yeah.
It's mostly open.
Really? Maybe real question.
What? I don't know. I don't know if he got like plastic surgery or anything to help him.
I feel like he got an eye pull or an eye tuck or something. Yeah. Something. He got an eye pull.
An eye tuck? It could have just been the makeup man like taping it up and putting a prosthetic over it. They're like, yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker, we need like both eyes
like
open.
A butterfly stitch pulled up right on the corner of his eyeball. They're like, Forrest, like, we're not doing sleepy eye this movie, all right? Like, we're fucking doing both. We're doing like, fucking
but that's,
eyes wide
that's
open.
What I do. But that's what yeah. I do. I do sleepy eye.
And they're like, not. I do,
yo. Why did Forrest Whitaker get kicked in the throat as a child and never recovered?
No, you know what? I think it's just an act.
I can do it. You know.
That's Christian.
I've been watching Boardwalk Empire.
So, Chris.
Sorry, I'm trying not to puke.
So he saves the little girl from the rock. Then what happens?
Yeah, what's so the little girl? Little girl, Roger One. We're gonna call her Roger One.
Do you know her name? You should like it. It rhymes with an alcohol. It's
absinthe.
A homophone.
Absinthe. No.
Homophobic.
No. It's nope. Gin.
Gin.
Rodka. Her name's Rodka.
Rodka. Vodka.
Okay. So it's Gin. All right.
Gin. Her name's Gin.
Yeah.
That doesn't rhyme with alcohol. That is an alcohol.
It rhymes with gin, but it's not spelled the same. So that's why I said it's a homophone.
It's South Korean.
Okay, so check this out. So she runs in this random fucking canyon and hides in this random fucking rock fucking facade thing.
I'm pretty sure it was pre-planned.
It was pre-planned, but sleepy eye.
So it's not random. Okay.
So sleepy eye found her. And young sleepy eye finds her and says, hey, you're the shit. And then all of a sudden, we flash forward to her in a fucking cell with octopus foot face.
Oh, yeah, that fat fuck.
Yeah, he's like, laying down and he's like, blah, 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 blah. And okay. I was thinking, she probably had fun with that. You never know. It was her and him in the cell.
That's a lot of hands.
He's got fucking tentacles on the face.
I didn't, even remotely went there. I apologize.
She's a human woman. And I was like, wow. Like,
it's like a Japanese painting.
There's some shit going on, right?
What would happen if that happened?
Like all sorts of.
Oh.
Like there was just some shit going on. You never know. You never know.
Never
it
know.
Was implied. It was implied.
You fucked up.
And then I didn't fuck up. I'm speaking my truth.
No. This whole podcast fucked up.
This whole podcast fucked up when they said, hey, you guys should drink and watch this fucking movie.
Yes.
It's fucking like seriously, we're recording this right now. It is 1:30 in the fucking afternoon in Los Angeles right now.
Oh, fucking.
And I am fucking, I am MC fucking hammered.
Dude, I got to go to a fucking 1-year-old's birthday party after this.
You got to go to a birthday party.
I got
to
shower.
I'm going to fucking shit myself and pass out.
Like, okay. So he finds the little girl out of the rock. And then what happens?
And then it was like this, like, fucking what's
she's,
his name?
She's in the cell with the octopus face.
Yeah.
Some shit goes down and then they come and talk to her. Who came and talked to her?
Pleasures were had. I'm just keeping it real, guys.
Look. Some shit happened.
Chuck, who fucking talked to her, Chuck? It was a goddamn. Okay, so wait.
The rebellion.
Yes.
So the rebellion are the good guys.
The rebellion are the good
guys. The good guys.
And Imperials are the bad people. Imperials are
the bad guys, right?
They're the Nazis.
Yeah.
I think I have to puke again.
So the rebellion came. The rebellion said, hey, this is what we want to do. She said, all right, cool. We're going to do that. So she went out and did what she was going to do.
With the octopus guy again? You think she was like, hey?
Fuck the octopus guy.
No,
it's a fucking octopus.
Exactly.
Exactly. Fucking Merc that motherfucker. Kept going. Pushing forward.
I'll be right back. I'm sorry. Keep
going. Here's the thing. What I think and what Matt thinks about the whole Star Wars thing. The grunts on the ground.
Wait, hold on.
I also got live commentary coming in. You guys are fucking awesome. Dude, keep doing what you're. Keep better. I've hit them up about many experiences he can share, but stay on him. We face to face.
You should read it while you're drunk.
Pain fucking sucks. So let's fix it. Say something I can say drunk. He's a longtime listener. I've been talking with him for a long time. And sometimes he says shit that I don't understand because maybe I'm inebriated or whatever. But I just told him, make sure I can say something when I'm fucking drunk. Uh-huh. This is bad. For my coach listening, this is completely keto, completely carb free. I promise you, I will hit my daily allowance of calories, whatever is left. I promise you, you are safe. I'm still on it. I'm 222. Haven't gained an inch. Haven't lost an inch. We are fucking. We're going. Okay.
So what happens next? I'm going to keep you going.
Okay, so look, Rogue One, she's obviously a rogue operative. Now, Matt and I were talking, like, is this before, like, everything started? Is it in the middle? Is it before? And I was saying, it's got to be before.
Before what?
So, like, Darth Vader's fucking, this is the predecessor of Darth Vader. Like, his first Death Star to blow up a planet. This is
yes,
precursor, yes. Right?
So the events of this movie, did you see till the end?
Yeah.
And those events lead literally right up to the first minute of the original Star Wars movie. Because you see Princess Leia and she's got the thing. Yes. So then you in the next movie, you know, it starts with Darth Vader attacking that exact same spaceship.
Exactly.
And Princess Leia putting that disc into R2-D2. Yes. So
this is the beginning of the rebellion.
Well, the rebellion's already started. This is like their big moment right before they attack the Death Star for the first time.
Yes, forgive me. Right. We were fucked up, but we were trying to figure this out. We're like, is this like what timeline is this in
this
Star
is
Wars?
Like 30 days before the original Star Wars movie.
And that's what I said,
as the kids call it, A New Hope.
Because Disney
when
Plus,
I grew up, it was just called plug, Star Wars.
Plug Disney Plus puts it in order.
Yes.
So we were trying to watch it, and I'm like, well, Disney Plus puts it in order, so this has to be in the middle.
Yeah, so you have episode 1, 2, and 3, and then you have this movie, and then you have episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Yes. So that's what I figured, that it has to be in the million. This is when the rebellion really kicks off.
Yes.
And this is like the precursor to everything kicking off, because we have Darth Vader in his fucking gelatinous state where his fucked up skin, he puts on the fucking... his costume suit. Where he comes out and he's like, I'm Darth Vader. All right, cool. So we get the reference to Darth Vader. They're getting up to rev up the Death Star for the first time, blowing up a planet for the first time. They're like, ooh, this shit works. Oh my God. But the rebellion is so fucking the rebellion is so strong that they keep pushing forward and like, fuck it, we don't care if we lose people. We're going to keep pushing forward because our freedom is worth more than some fucking fascist fuck. Hold
on. So, so where are we at? So she, the rebels take her, right? And they ask her to do what? You don't remember?
Rebel.
Matt, do you remember? So the rebels take her out of the octopus.
Oh my God, Matt. Why would you picture your fucking vomit? I don't want to look at that. That's fucking gross. You nasty fuck. I don't want to look at your vomit in the toilet.
What happened?
Your vomit. Look, Rogue One is the beginning of the rebellion. Stop it. Beginning of the rebellion.
I have lost all control.
Yes, some simple-minded fucks. This is the beginning of the rebellion. But what George Lucas
failed, I lost my lunch.
Okay, Matt. Yes, you did. Now it's your turn. So Chuck was explaining that this is the beginning of the rebellion and before the Death Star has been ever used. So do you know what the rebellion asked the girl, Jin, who you guys call Rogue One? What did they ask her to do? Do you remember?
Roger One.
Roger One, yes.
They asked her to infiltrate some shit. Okay, so here's
They asked her to infiltrate some shit. Do you remember where? She had to infiltrate first Saw Gerrera's house. Forrest Whitaker comes back and he's all old with an afro.
Yeah, he's old, afro and a beard.
Yeah, okay, so now you're caught up. So what happens?
I don't know. This is hard.
Look.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So what is Forrest Whitaker with an old man afro want? Or what do they want from him? Do you remember?
Not to have a lazy eye.
not to have it like he got some surgery to not have a lazy eye. But he wants her to like step up and like be like the face of like the fucking resistance and like
absolutely.
Okay. Now then you cut to the stormtrooper show up, right?
I have questions though, seriously.
Okay, go.
Oh, absolutely.
That was
great question.
No, that was not planned. So the Death Star, Thomas, seriously.
Yes. Okay.
These are serious fucking questions.
Okay.
Let me take a sip of like water. Not
a lot. Yeah.
Vodka.
That was fucking vodka, man. No, seriously.
Metallica guy, Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. When did this goddamn fucking episode take place? Is this
right before the first Star Wars movie ever?
It's in the middle.
Before the first, so this is like the prequel to the fucking prequel.
Well, it's the start of the rebellion. Like,
so I was telling him, if you go by episodes, right? Episode 4 is what they call the very first Star Wars movie. The Star Wars, A New Hope, the first Death Star, all that stuff. This happens right before episode 4. So it would be like episode 3.99.
So the Death Star was complete.
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously. But
somehow they had never tested it.
But somehow in episode 4 it wasn't.
No, it was. In Return of the Jedi, they're building a second one and it's not complete.
A second one. So this is the first one. Fucks me up. This is the first one.
This is the first Death Star.
There were two goddamn Death Stars?
Yes.
Who builds two fucking Death Stars?
Communists.
The Imperials. Okay. Look how much money we've spent on the F-35.
I understand that, but there's...
We could probably have three Death Stars.
That's not like a fucking planet. Like, seriously. Like, come on.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so...
And it's not a planet. It's a moon.
So there's a fucking... I'm doing this so I don't puke again. I just had a fucking episode. You saw the pictures and the video. Uh-huh. Did you see the video?
Yeah, no. We saw the pictures.
Marco says you got to let him in.
Let him in.
Oh, God damn it. Why am I in charge of this shit?
Put me in charge. I got it. I can see straight. Quadruples.
Okay.
All right, there's fucking Marco.
So look,
they had two Death Stars.
You tell Marco that some of us fucking taking it for the team and drinking since 9 goddamn 30 in the fucking morning, and fucking puking at goddamn what is it even noon yet?
It's past noon.
Well, it's one. It's 1:40.
1:40.
Whatever. What fucking ever.
Get your shit together.
Okay.
Man.
Okay. Hold on. So there's two Death Stars. This is the first one. This is the first Death Star.
This is the first Death Star that starts like nuking fucking like, and it wasn't all that powerful because it was hitting a planet and making a big goddamn mushroom cloud situation, but it wasn't destroying the planet, right, Chuck?
I mean, it was like mushroom cloud again and like rippling. It wasn't like, boof, you're gone. It was like, mushroom cloud.
But it didn't destroy the whole goddamn planet like it did in the other fucking movies.
Well, that's because. So, do you know why?
It was like slow, like ripple effect. Like, we're fucking you up, but you have time to get out. Keep going.
But do you know why?
It wasn't as strong. I don't fucking know.
They said, he said, I don't want to destroy the whole planet. I just want to destroy the city. So power up only one generator. So technically they were test firing it with only one like generator.
That's okay, nerdism.
That makes sense.
Well, the whole movie's nerdism.
Well, look. we're talking the whole time about real shit. I mean, yeah, like we're
hey, trying unmute to, like, Marco.
Unmute Marco.
What is fucking unmute his
goddamn what's self. Happening today in this real world?
Why am I? Why do I have to fucking do everything? Why does my
you're in control of?
God damn it, Matt!
You can on. Make me the
look. We were correlating what was happening today in real world, and there was a lot of similarities. A lot. You know, with the whole Middle Eastern aspect, there's a lot of like what they took back in the day of like what was a
Marco desert can town. Unmute himself.
Oh my god.
No, he can't. He tried.
I just asked to unmute.
Well, how okay, first of all, how did Metallica Boy figure it out, but Marco can't?
Exactly.
Mark is like, I fucking hate all of you.
Hold on.
Listen, Marco, your tattoos are fucking amazing. I'd let you in my body anytime.
But your goddamn internet skills suck.
Why are you covering your eye, Pirate Jim?
Great. Oh, there we go. All right, oh, there we Lord. Go.
And now we've got Marco with us.
What a Matthew. Shit show.
Wake up, Matt.
Matt!
I'm so glad this is a bonus episode. And you fucking remember, they asked for this. They wanted
you fucker,
this.
You know what? I didn't want to do this.
The audience wanted this. Yes, happen. She did.
So we have some again. Questions.
Okay.
Maybe you guys can figure it out for us. Okay. Right. What's up with the fucking chiclets on their chest? You got
yes, no, red for and real,
orange,
for
red
real.
And blue and orange,
for real,
blue, red,
for
blue,
real,
orange,
for real.
Red. What the
there's
fuck?
There's no goddamn consistency.
The yeah, there is, but wreck. You have to go online and look it up.
No bullshit. No. Bullshit.
Well, I can't explain it to you.
Well, you fucking should. You fucking had us watch this bullshit.
Hey, look, to an alien, our military ribbon racks would look just as insane.
No, aliens. Because there's fucking order.
No, they wouldn't be able to tell because everybody in the military has different ribbon racks. And so they'd be like, what? Wait,
mouth. I understand that, but if there's a bunch of blues and a bunch yes. of reds,
right?
And a bunch of oranges, there yes. should be a consistent fucking.
Yeah, but you don't know how they change.
One was no. blue and red. One was red and right. blue. One was red, right. blue.
They're orange. All they're all imperial. They're all the same goddamn force. They should be the same.
They're all different blue. Branches of the military. Oh
no!
Not yes. No. Whether Nazis. The red is on. So some of them are wearing black. Some of them are wearing gray. Right. There's so you go back to Nazi Germany. There the Nazi like the Gestapo wore like suits and trench coats. The SS wore black uniforms and the regular German army wore gray uniforms.
So this is
exactly
this is the question we
still
have.
No,
this is like
Thomas, you're wrong.
They're Marco. taking in the Nazi Germany approach and kind of like modeling their stormtroopers as Nazis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that their that was the original intent in the first movie was that the Empire was supposed to be space Nazis. That's why they're literally called stormtroopers.
Okay, that's what we figured because you have the SS secret police, the secret society, whatever, going after the Nazi Germany. And you know what? I gotta say they do a really good job of modeling that after, honestly, Nazi Germany, the evil ones after Nazi Germany, and. And you hit this Moroccan scene in like a good 2/3 of the movie where it's basically all of Morocco in Moroccan garb. And, you know, you got burqas, you got things like that. You got stuff like that portraying in in the background, it's a lot of the Middle Eastern Moroccan scene of this movie. That is gone. But okay, you know,
we're gonna try this again another time. We'll have to finish it tomorrow. I'll just cut the two episodes together when he's sober. Ugh. He literally fell out of frame, dude.
Yeah, I don't see him anymore.
Matt.
I'm not getting drunk tomorrow.
No. We're going to finish it sober because he's clearly too shitty to. Matt, we'll just spend a half an hour tomorrow, bat some cleanup and fix what we've got.
Listen, the video of him throwing up in the toilet got me out away from my tattoo. You understand that there's a person waiting for me in the other room right now. And I was like,
right.
This is so out of control that I need to, I'll be right back with you in the next couple of minutes.
This is bad.
So does anybody have Larissa's number?
She was there earlier. I talked to her.
He already got it out of us. He already threw up. He already got it out of the system. I gotta tell you.
He went half hard. A half a bottle plus a bottle of Prosecco. Really fucks you. A whole bottle of Jameson takes to another level.
Did he finish the bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking for blades of grass right now.
Oh, he's gone.
Trying to not to fall off the earth. Okay, well, Marco, let us know what time tomorrow. And we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I'll take a look at my first one of my first appointments, and I'll text you guys immediately before I go back to work, and I'll let you know what it looks like. Okay.
All right, brother. Bye. Are you okay?
Me?
Now that we've fast forward in time a little bit. Are you okay?
Yeah, right. I'm good.
Last we spoke, you were sleeping on the microphone, and then you spun around twice and disappeared.
Okay. Now, for the record, I don't remember any of that.
So we are picking up right where we left off, which is amazing because picking up right where we left off means Matt has no idea where we left off because Matt doesn't even remember actually doing the podcast.
No, I don't. The fact that I even got the shit set up in this room is a miracle because I legit somehow managed to pick up the computer from the other room and bring it in here and set up the microphone and everything and got everything all set up. And I don't remember.
We will get into the specifics of how this all went down because now we have two episodes. Really, we have to finish the drunk Star Wars episode, and then we have to debrief how drunk Star Wars collapsed faster than an airport in Afghanistan.
I don't remember setting up for the podcast.
You don't remember setting up for it either.
I remember going like, why did you fall? And that was the last thing I remember. I remember talking about Nazis and that was it. I have no idea how I got to this chair. I don't know how I did it with my crutches. I think the last thing I remember was holding one eye open and one eye closed. I know, holding one eye closed. There we go. Holding one eye closed to try to look at my phone to exit, I think, a live video that we did, which I'm still not, I don't have enough courage to watch.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
No, and then we got off magical.
You guys were so amazing. I had no idea what was going on. So
me neither.
We'll talk about this. Okay, that's for later. Now we have to finish.
Did you have a fucking ghost in your house?
Did you see that fucking light just turn on? I'm sitting here. I didn't fucking do nothing.
Dude, you're the next American Horror Story.
What the fuck? That premieres tonight, by the way. Why?
Oh, and as if on cue, finally, because we said we would stick with it, Marco had to join us a little bit later, just like he had to join us a little bit later on the podcast.
Hey,
the first quick, day.
Is my name backwards?
No.
But you have your thing mirrored, I guess. Marco, we're back. Matt's time traveled a little bit, and we are establishing that he does not remember actually doing any of the podcast.
No.
So to finish this episode, it's now time for us to get Matt and Chuck's best recollections of what they can remember from the movie. Dude,
what happened.
We were talking a lot while that movie was going on.
We were. Yeah. So we will. And then our second episode, Chuck, our second episode is going to be the behind the scenes. So without further ado, I would say let's start with what you remember from the movie.
Chicklets.
You and Chuck.
The fucking chicklets. We were so pissed. I remember that. We were so pissed about the chicklets.
Between the two of you, I need you to summarize the events of the film.
Wait, do you remember any of the characters' names?
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
No, I have my notepad still sitting to the exact same page where I was interviewing you and asking you questions.
On the podcast that I don't remember doing?
On the podcast you don't remember doing. Okay.
Oh, so, dude, that was so bad.
So let's have you summarize, or would you like me to start with a couple of questions?
Yeah, sorry.
Or do you want to summarize? Okay.
Well, I mean, I could try to summarize it. It's going to be short and sweet.
Go. Summarize short and sweet.
Okay. So, shit was going great, and then the bad pseudo German Nazi people landed, and this chick.
You called them space Nazis.
I call them space Nazis?
We all did, yeah.
We all did? Okay, cool. So the space Nazis landed. This little girl ran away and hid. Fucking young sleepy eye. What's his nuts?
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker. So he found her.
In the weirdest accent. Come, child, come. Come. Yeah. You forgot how to speak, Forrest? That's it. All of a sudden, come, child, come.
So she gets out from under the fake rock hideout thing and goes off to be like some orphan kid on another planet. And then it's kind of foggy, but then like she becomes a badass and starts fighting people.
Do you remember why she becomes or how she becomes a badass?
No.
Do you remember the first time you see her as a grown up or a grown up? Why did I say it like that? I don't
know. Yeah. No, not really.
Okay, Chuck, you said something about the rebellion.
Yeah, so I remember when we're watching it, we're like, oh, like when it was in that scene where Forrest Whitaker, Sleepy Eye, was at the very beginning when his eyes were working well. And then it was in the desert town. And then we saw like Obi-Wan or someone like in the sand, like,
oh, the big statue. The big statue of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah,
there you go. That was there. Then, yeah. That's a real thing.
We kept going. And then.
And then we were in like Morocco.
Some stuff.
So to summarize for the audience, the rebellion captured the main character, who I'm not going to say her name because that's part of our quiz later. The rebellion captured and they asked her to go do this secret mission because only she could go see sleepy-eyed Forrest Whitaker, dude.
Oh,
so that's what she was doing. She was taking the rebellion to meet with sleepy-eyed Forrest Whitaker, dude, because he's like so extreme, the rebellion's too tame. Like the rebellion's not going hard enough against the space Nazis. So the rebellion's like, this motherfucker crazy.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
There was like a kung fu dude in there and like an Asian John Wick.
The blind John Wick.
Okay. The blind monk. Yeah. Okay. So then what happened?
Badass.
Yeah. He's badass.
They fought.
Yeah.
I remember there was something about him that upset me, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay. I have no idea. Now we go on. They meet with Sleepy Eye Forrest Whitaker and meet the blind space ninja.
And then he's got a fro. He had a fro,
and his buddy has a fro. That's right.
Yeah, it was a tight fro.
Forrest Whitaker had a bush like
yeah, buckwheat. Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is correct.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay. All right.
and then I don't know. Were there even lightsabers in that movie? I don't remember.
Yes. Okay. So fast forward to, do you remember what happened next?
I feel like she was like a pilot or something, and her call sign was Roger One, and that's why they called the movie Roger One.
Okay.
Rogue One.
So they made the plan. Chuck, do you remember this?
So like after a whole bottle of Prosecco.
Okay, so no. Let's go next. Next, do you remember her basically saying she'll go on this mission. And do you remember her father at all?
I remember the father in the beginning, but I thought, no, he didn't get shot. Did he get shot?
I remember a hangar at the, and like some sort of three quarters of the way in, there was like a hangar. They were in a hangar with like planes.
It's Star Wars. They're always in a hangar.
Well, yeah. Okay, hangar, I mean, so it's the rebellion base, right?
So she goes at, she goes after the secret. The rebellion tells her you can't go after your father, but she thinks if she rescues her father, who is designing something for the Empire.
Oh, I know, because that's when it came in the beginning.
Yes,
the evil space Nazi was like, you have to come, like fucking design the fucking the Death Star.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And that was in the beginning. That's why they landed there, right?
There we go.
Because they were roughing them up and being like, hey. Just like the fucking Nazis did. They gathered up the scientists and shit and be like, you're looking for us now. So,
Okay. So her
how'd they go again?
You're looking for us now.
Okay.
Thank
perfect.
You. Yeah, thank you. So the dad gets taken and now the girl has to steal a ship to go after her dad, right? From the rebellion. Cause the rebellion's right. We're not going after your dad. Do you remember
her
this?
Her call sign was Roger One.
Yeah, and she gets hooked up with the Latin Han Solo and the big giant and the black
fucking,
robot.
The rewired fucking
Imperial robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who sounded a lot like that
favorite character.
Fucking what's his nuts? CR2
C3PO?
C3PO.
I think he's much, much funnier than C3PO. I like K2SO much better than C3PO.
Is that his name? K2SO?
Leaps and bounds.
Yeah. So K2SO is voiced by Alan Tudyk, which if anybody, if you look up Alan Tudyk, you'd recognize his face. He's that guy that's been in everything.
Steve the Pirate. I'm just saying.
Steve the Pirate. Yes.
Oh, that guy.
Dodgeball.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So Steve the Pirate is the voice of K2SO.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Marco. I was trying to find something relatable and Firefly wasn't going to do it.
No, sir.
Nope.
No. Okay. Not with this crowd. No,
so
sir.
Now, do you remember what happens when they go to find her dad?
No.
They go to the.
Hispanic Han Solo was told to kill him.
Was told to kill them.
No, to kill her dad.
Oh, but she didn't know that.
You know, like she finds out later, and then she goes to try and save her dad. Do you remember that?
No, but
do you remember her dad dying?
No, spoiler alert.
Okay. Well, we kind of have to go through that to get to the end. Oh my God. If you don't remember her dad dying, when I explain to you the end of the movie you watched, your mind is going to literally explode.
Okay.
Why was this such a slow burn
movie? So, because you guys didn't know the backstory. So to everybody else, you drop right into the action, but you guys have no backstory. That's why I was curious to see what would happen.
We're trying to like figure out, because we saw Darth Vader in like some fucking cryogenic.
That's right. Darth Vader was in there.
So they're arguing. Now, did you recognize the old man who finally, because the two Empire guys are arguing about when the Death Star is going to be completed, right? You figured out that this is the Death Star, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. So at that point, you have two rebels or two Empire generals arguing over who's controlling the Death Star. There was a guy that looked much, much older than him. Did you recognize him?
That was the evil Emperor guy, right?
Well, that was in the original Star Wars movie. The guy who commanded the Death Star and blew up Princess Leia's planet, they digitally recreated that actor for all of his scenes because he's been dead for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that character all of a sudden was back as a main character in a movie, and everybody's, you know, he's been, you know, Peter Cushing played like Van Helsing in the 1970s Dracula movies. He played Sherlock Holmes in the 80s. Dude was way dead by the time, you know, they shot Rogue One. Anyway, so do you remember that her dad tells her that he didn't give up like everybody thought? He actually built a weakness into the Death Star, and if she could get the plans,
right,
he'd find it.
No, but that makes sense why the other dude freaking, when the little goes in and when that's the weakness, right? It was that one little sweet spot.
Right,
exactly.
The oil.
So,
for all your this is how you know that we've known each other for a very, very long time, because Matt just had to go. The dude goes right in the oil. And we know
he's talking about Star Wars. Okay, yeah. So do you remember then next they?
I'll be honest with you. You're going to keep asking me if I remember. I don't remember anything after that point.
Okay, so then here I'll tell you what happens next. So they decide to go after the plans, and the plans are on an Empire satellite base in the middle of a tropical island.
I remember the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas. You remember this?
Okay. No.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember any of this. But this sounds like a great movie. I can't wait to see it.
So now at this point, it becomes the Dirty Dozen. The rebellion tells them, no, you can't go after the plans. It's too dangerous. And they're like, screw you. So like the 10 worst of the rebels who are like, yeah, we've done awful, awful things in the name of the rebellion. So we don't, you know, what do we care? We'll just go do some awful more stuff. And they hijack an Imperial shuttle and sneak down onto the ground and do like a Navy SEAL mission of ground troops, like killing people and blowing up stuff and trying to attack this radar tower to get the plans to the Death Star. Right.
I remember
that. Was this the one? It was like, it had the, like, there was kind of spokes out and there was water.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everywhere. I remembered part of it.
Okay. So they attack the tower.
Okay. There are like lots of boxes and shit, like crates, like fucking like Zargus cases, right, and fucking Pelican cases.
Yeah.
Spacey ones. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right.
So as soon as they start attacking the tower, then the rebel fleet has all the, you know, big spaceships. It's like, you know what? We have to go help them. Screw this. And they decide to go help them anyway. Right. So at that point, the rebellion's like, well, we're in for a penny. We're in for a pound. And they send everybody. So now they're on the planet trying to steal of plans, Dirty Dozen style. And the rebel fleet's out in space fighting the Star Destroyers and the Empire to, you know, stop this all from happening, whatever. So what was really cool is they used unused footage of the original attack on the Death Star from the first movie and cut those pilots into this scene so that they had the same pilots with the same call signs. And then they specifically blew up a TIE fighter that's call sign was Red 5 so that it would make sense that Red 5 had been killed. And so in the next Star Wars movie, when Luke Skywalker has a call sign and he's flying and they attack the Death Star, they call him Red 5. Little shit like that you guys probably don't even remember.
Yeah, no, correct.
No. Okay. So finally, the answer is probably no. Do you remember Darth Vader being in this movie and just going fucking ham on everyone?
Yeah. Fucking annihilating people.
You do remember, Chuck.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay. Please explain.
Well, I saw him in the movie.
Okay, so you don't remember.
I saw him walk out and I was like, oh, that's fucking Darth Vader.
I remember the first time the first time we saw him, I was like, oh, fucking Darth Vader's in this.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
I think that was towards the end, and because then he walks out and then.
No, he appears twice.
Oh, well, I know a battle scene starts when he's up in his fucking get up, and then.
So the rebels get the plans from the base and they get it onto the ship. And then the Death Star fires one blast that obliterates the base, and every single character that you've been following through this whole movie dies.
Even Roger One, like she's gone.
Even she's dead. Her and Hispanic Han Solo share a kiss on the beach as the nuclear blast goes off. Well,
I remember that, but I thought there was another movie with her in it.
Nope.
No.
Damn.
No, and I understand why Chuck, because obviously they have her. A little rugged looking.
Yeah.
So she
looks like she's been in other things. Yeah.
Well, she kind of looks like Rey. So she looks like the newest ones that were released. It looks like the main character. So right. Yeah, you're not.
I thought that was her the whole time.
So now the big plot twist is that right at the end, I guess as the ship's taking off, Darth Vader's Star Destroyer shows up out of nowhere, starts to swallow the ship. Darth Vader gets onto the rebel ship, and the rebel troops wearing the same uniforms and shit that they were wearing in the original movie are running away from him. And he is just like murdering people, throwing them around the room, cutting people in half with lightsabers.
He's just murking people.
Damn. Just, like he stabs a dude through a door. Like he, yes, you did. You just don't remember it.
No, he didn't see it.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, this is the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Yes, this is how this movie he's describing the end of the movie.
I remember the end of the movie when the little like some verbiage came up in blue. And then the Chuck credits? And I are like, oh, we fucking made it.
Here's what we're gonna do. Marco, I think we're gonna pause. Okay. Pause the recording so these two can look up End of Rogue One on YouTube real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the end with Darth Vader, and then you see
pretty badass.
Princess Leia gets the plans and takes off. Now, what you're supposed to understand is that she immediately makes the jump to light speed, and then in the next movie,
scene. It would be the next scene. It was the next. The movie.
Very next scene is the beginning of Star Wars when the Star Destroyer overtakes her ship, and she puts the plans to the Death Star into R2-D2 and launches him out an escape pod onto Tatooine.
That makes so much sense.
That makes way more fucking sense.
So this motherfucker had to like take, they basically had to backwards engineer the first fucking Star Wars because this is before.
Yes. This leads right into it.
Yes. This leads right into it. So this is literally, okay. So now Marco, I've got these questions. Do you have any questions for him? Cause this is going to be fun to have you try and answer these questions that you,
short. Go ahead and leave with a question.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and help out.
When does this take place?
This takes place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
I mean, he's not wrong.
More specifically,
right before the very first original, what I would call the first Star Wars.
It was called Star Wars. There's a lot of nerd stuff. It was retitled later on to be A New Hope, but when we were kids, it was called Star Wars. That was it.
Oh, so that's what A New Hope is?
Yes.
It's Star Wars.
Yeah. New Hope is the original
Star Wars. They had to change the name to differentiate it from Empire Strikes Back and all those other ones because everything said Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi. So right before Empire Strikes Back came out, all the home video releases and stuff said Star Wars. And at the beginning, it said Chapter 4, A New Hope. Well, the title of the movie is not A New Hope. However, then the second movie became Star Wars Chapter 5, Empire Strikes Back. And so all of a sudden the movies started to become known by their chapter titles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. So when does this take place?
This takes place in Chapter 4 of the Star Wars. Fucking this is, so this yeah. is, this this
like, you know, the stuff you yeah, read was, on the screen, right.
Yeah, a long time ago. That's when it takes place.
But do you remember the stuff you read on the screen?
I remember it, but I don't remember now.
That's what you're watching. So the entire crawl of the first movie describes the events of Rogue One.
Breaking
deep within a hidden base. Alliance has gained plans to the Death Star. Entrusted with these plans is Princess Leia, who has to take them to General. That's the whole. They just made a movie out of the opening crawl of Star Wars.
No shit.
Wow. Yeah. And it was basically the movie of what, okay, what happened. So, it was the mission to get it, the characters that got it.
That's making so much.
This is why I thought you would really like this movie. I really hope you do end up rewatching it.
I'm gonna have to now. I have to.
Yeah, you know what? Sober. Disney Plus has it. They have it categories from like the very beginning all the way to the end.
You can watch it in chronological. You do that with all the Marvel movies too. You can watch it in chronological. Yes. Okay, what's the next question? So
can you name, what is a kyber crystal?
A kyber crystal is what makes a lightsaber a lightsaber.
Yes.
Yes. But
what is it? Yeah. Yes. So what is it in context of this movie?
I don't know. I honestly guessed
it's
on that
the
one.
The same crystal that they use, only they use much bigger crystals.
For the Death Star.
The Death Star.
So the Death Star is a giant pulse of a lightsaber.
Basically.
I mean, basically.
To boil it down, yeah. It's like five giant lightsabers focused into one beam of
okay, energy. So then when they fire the Death Star ones, it would go through the fucking planet and it would keep going because it's fucking light, and it would else was in its fucking way.
Is it supposed to? Sure. Do they actually do that?
The energy from the beam gets absorbed by the planet, causing it to superheat and explode. Because it's not a blade, it's a burst. It's know what I mean? Yeah. So okay. Go ahead, Chuck. What was your question?
That was one of the questions that Matt and I were when we were watching this thing. We were like, well, how come a lightsaber doesn't just fucking keep going? You know, like how does it know to stop?
Yeah. Like why didn't one of the fucking Jedi's land on the like just do a bonsai run? Crash land on the fucking Death Star, go open it up and just drop it and fucking walk away, because it would go and just cut the fucking thing in half. Boom, no more fucking Death Star. Right.
Boom. You guys are asking questions that have been asked before, and many nerds have spent many a night writing reasons why.
The
movie.
Those nerds can tell me a good reason why, and I'll tell them what a vagina feels like. How's that?
All right,
that's a locker room mailbag. Attention, fuck Matt. Okay, so then I'm gonna rattle off some names and see if any of these ring a bell.
Okay.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Lazy Eye.
Ooh, is that Lazy Eye?
No, it is not.
You say Grand Muff who?
Grand Moff Tarkin.
He said Grand Muffin?
Grand Muffin.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Grand Moff Tarkin. Fucking clue.
He sounds like an evil person.
He's the head of the Empire that runs the Death Star.
Okay.
You may fire when ready.
Yes, that guy.
Okay. All right.
Who, fun fact, hated his boots, and they were so uncomfortable that in all those scenes where he's giving orders to destroy a planet, he's wearing slippers. Kind of ruins the scene. You just think of him as little bunny slippers right below camera.
By the way, knees up on this one. All right, Spielberg. Right.
Little offshoot. If you think that destroyed your vision of something, look up the original actor who played Boba Fett.
That too.
Jeremy Bullock, badass in the universe, and then you see the actual guy underneath the costume on break. Suit. Oh, my God. Coke bottle lenses with a little fucking mustache, like
big old mustache.
The high school, the old.
It was like Adam Savage from Mythbusters, dude.
You're just like, absolutely, but like skinnier and lankier. Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Okay, who we already said it. So who's K2SO?
That's the fucking the droid, the reprogrammed droid.
Okay.
Imperial droid.
Galen Erso.
Galen Erso? Erso?
Lazy Eye.
Not Gaylord.
No, not Lazy Eye.
Galen, I don't fucking know.
That's the dad.
Galen is the main character's father.
Okay.
The one who designed the
creator of the Death Star. Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's him.
Creator of the weakness in the Death Star, too.
The scientist.
Who is Orson Krennic.
Ooh, Lazy Eye.
No.
We're just going to keep guessing. Orson. Orson Krennic.
Yeah. Director Krennic.
Is a character in Rogue One.
Yes.
So far, so good. And,
don't fall over again.
No.
Okay.
The Rebel group.
I'm sober. Okay. I'm not falling over.
Who is Mon Mothma?
That's fucking Lazy Eye. Mon Mothma. Yeah. Fuck. He looks like
but as a joke when you were drunk, but it was only because of what you said accidentally you got it the name right by guessing. It was kind of funny, actually.
No shit.
Okay.
You asked when I was
blind
drunk.
Guy.
No, I asked what the black guy with lazy eyes name was, and you actually said something. Now his name is Saw Gerrera. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
Saw Gerrera.
Yeah. Who is Cassian Andor?
Cassian Andor.
These are some gay-ass space names, by the way.
Yeah.
Cassian Andor.
Yeah, the names.
That's the Walmart fucking Han Solo, right?
Yes, that's Hispanic Han Solo. Yeah. That's Mon Solo.
That's Solo. If you're gonna say it like that, you have to say El Walmart. Walmart.
Walmart. Okay.
Walmart.
And who is Jyn Erso?
That's the chick.
That's the main character. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got through it. It took us a couple days.
And we will have to, we will debrief that on our next episode, or on hopefully by this time you've already listened to that episode of Locker Room. But it took us a couple of days to get through it. If you want to hear the inside scoop on how that was accomplished, stick around or go listen to the Locker Room podcast for this week, and you'll find out exactly what went down and how much Matt's in trouble.
Yeah,
how much it went wrong from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. So remember, you fuckers asked for this, and my friends, they don't just go big; they go home.
Yep, we go big and go home.
Sleep
now. To be fair, there has to be like an equivalent, like where they make us do the same thing in return. So we'll have to start thinking about that. Maybe our listeners will suggest that the next time that Marco and I have to return the favor. But in the meantime, I can't think of any better way to end this episode than by saying it's finally over.
Yes. live long and prosperous.
Put your hand out.
That's a shocker.
At
least you're giving us a shocker.